This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A lot of stuff happened this weekend. It's the five.
Now, it's time for the five.
It's countdown!
Answering the five biggest questions of the weekend on the Fan Morning Show.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead!
Number five.
Our old buddy Garrett Cole dominated again yesterday. His third 14-strikeout appearance of the season. That's an Astros franchise record. Do you really put it all on the Pirates for not developing him properly, or did he just finally figure things out in Houston?
Some on the Pirates. I watched that game yesterday, and he gave up an early home run, too, which was interesting in that he had to kind of fight back. But I don't know how you can't put some on the Pirates, but I think maybe Garrett Cole kicked himself in the ass a little bit, too, and just got it going. But the blame has to be somewhere in the middle.
I definitely, you know, Garrett Cole isn't absolutely blameless in not reaching his full potential in Pittsburgh, but I do. I put the bulk of it on the Pittsburgh Pirates and drafting and developing and signing prospects. It's, you know, Jeff Passan tweeted out something yesterday. It just struck me. The Dodgers, as an example, Dustin May, Will Smith, Gavin Lux, who was called up yesterday and started at second base. All 2016 draft picks for the Dodgers. The only 2016 draft pick of the Pirates that's made it to the majors so far, Jeff Hartlieb. So that tells you all you need to know about drafting and developing.
Number four.
Pick it in the shotgun. Four-man rush. Throws it to the near sideline, and it's picked off. Picked off by the weak side backer, Gaum. And that is a disastrous play for Pitt because Virginia has the short field.
Yeah, it felt like the beginning of the unraveling for Pitt on Saturday, a 30-14 loss to Virginia. A rocky night on both sides of the ball for the Panthers. What was your main takeaway from the loss?
I have three. One, the Taysir Mack drop killed them.
Brutal.
The offensive line, I thought, would just be... I thought they'd be serviceable, and they're not good. I thought Morrissey would be better. I thought he'd be really good. He's just okay. But that, when you couple it all in with the quarterback, to me, being way too comfortable. Like, is he pushed at all? Does George have any – does he push him in practice? He feels like he's the incumbent in Kenny Pickett, and he's not challenged at all, and he knows he's going to be the starter. I just – he's very average, and I wonder if the Miami game was a mirage. Like, those three things, it's going to be a tough year for Pitt.
Yeah, I got one takeaway. Kenny Pickett's not good enough right now. He's just not. And regardless of the moments when he did have time, the moments when he could have made plays work if he just remained calm within the pocket and got rid of the ball more quickly, Kenny Pickett did not look – it's funny you use the word comfortable because he's comfortable in his spot as number one quarterback. He looked very uncomfortable in his job on Saturday night, and that I think has to be a bigger worry for Pitt going forward.
Number three.
Being able to get the work in that I need to do. And getting more confident with all my pitches, especially my fastball, and being able to throw it where I need to throw it to get hitters out. So, yeah, it's been a huge progression for me personally.
Another gem on Sunday, going 6 1/3, giving up just one run on 5 strikeouts. Stephen Brault continues to be the Pirates' best starting pitcher. What should we look at him as moving forward? Is he a top 3 rotation piece? How do you evaluate him now?
And he hit a home run. I think that he is a... No, he's a fourth or fifth guy at best in a rotation. Every dog has his day. I think that he had a very good day, but just because he pitched, and it was in Colorado, I'll give him that, but if you look at Stephen Brault as a top three guy, I think your rotation's in trouble.
Yeah, he, like everyone else in their rotation right now, is a fourth or fifth starter, and that's the scary part is they have no plans to go out and find themselves any top-end rotation pieces in the offseason.
Number two.
The Steelers signed Joe Hayden to a new deal, keeping him here for the next 3 years. Will they get quality play from Hayden for all three of those years, or will his production start to fall off before the contract expires?
I think Joe Hayden will be just fine through the duration of the contract. I think this is a win-win-win-win-win. I don't think, outside of being hurt, I think he'll be absolutely fine.
Yeah, if that deal had gone to 4 or 5 years, especially as front-loaded as it is, I'd be a little bit more concerned about him falling off towards the tail end of the contract. As it stands, 2 more years tacked onto the end of this one. Yeah, I fully expect Joe Haden to still be more than serviceable, but to be a starting top-level corner for the Steelers at the end of that contract.
Number one.
All right, I'm going to ask this straight away on a Tuesday because it's Patriots week. Is this the year the Steelers finally beat the Patriots in Foxborough?
I'm more inclined to say yes than I have been in any other year in the recent past. I feel like because of the improvement we saw from the defense, you take it all with a grain of salt because it's preseason, but I feel like this may be the best opportunity they've had going into Foxborough in the Belichick-Brady era.
I feel they can. I don't know if they will. I want to hear what Mike Tomlin has to say today, honestly, before I answer that question. And I want to hear about the health of the Steelers, although I think they're relatively healthy. But I think they can. I don't know if they will.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.